from Japan. I'm working in the Tokyo Women Tokyo Women Foundation. The foundation that is established by Tokyo Metropolitan Government. And I am one side in the governmental side, and I'm also a member of the Asian Women Resource Center. So, between I am studying. So, I think it is very important to connect the government side and the NGO side. And so, I'm here. And so, my expectation to this training, of course, to gain the literacy and my activity for increase ability for internet access. And so, after workshop, my expectation was to make a network for the governmental side and to between NGO side. And so I plan for many lectures for internet literacy. And so,
good morning, everybody. My name is Bie. Spelling means this is a little name, but my name is Mie. So I'm from Japan. So I am a staff of Chemnet. So I'm just started work with Chemnet group. So I don't know what they are doing exactly. Sorry. Anyway, and finally, they told me we have to make national report of aging platform for action. So they need more staff. But also my country has very advanced computer skills, but my skill is so poor. I was 13. So this time, I have to study hard and I have to have any knowledge of computer. So, because my purpose is collecting all Asian information, and also I have to introduce all Asian information to Japanese organization. Honestly, we don't have not many NGO because normally our NGO is very poor and also we have a lot of volunteer staff. Also, I was working Women's Japanese Resource Center as intern, so it's a volunteer because it's very hard to have fun. So this time, I'm very lucky to join to this meeting, and I do my best. So thank you.
My name is Tanaka. I'm working in Shintaka is a Women Resource Center. I'm working here as a librarian. I am here because I want to learn more things and I want to increase my knowledge in the internet and use of the internet. I want to, after that training, I want to develop a website in my organization and train my colleagues.
Thank you. should be giving my apologize for the late.
Your name?
My name is Ellie, but maybe no gentleman. All the women, yes.
Your name?
My name is Selina. I'm from Cambodia, working for International Human Rights Law Group. International Human Rights Law Group in D.C. And they have the field office in Cambodia. In the field office, we work to build the capacity of six local partner NGO who is focusing on women and minorities. And we have the claim to in order to sell our partner NGO in accessing information about women.
like this and organize workshop like this. But so the reason that why we're here, and I want to participate at the process of developing international regional networking. My concern is that kind of networking is very exciting things and also the expectation is to learn new skills and developing a regional networking for exchange and sharing of information. And what it plans to after the workshop, I think we should help AWORK and give energy AWORK to organize a huge workshop next year.
Okay, you are.
Thank you.
Hello, we really welcome you. This, our organization is Asian Pacific Women's International Center. Our goal is we are actually a technical and international communication.
Turning is a joke.
We are supporting women to utilize computer technology to improve their status. That's our main goal. And so we are, in a way, in this university, we have a lot of computers. And so we have lots of training programs. We need some kind of assistance, you know, we'll tell you. So we are technical, and inside of the content issues, our sister organization, Research Institute of Asian Women, so we are doing lots of research on women for like 40 years.
Good morning. Last lecture. I can't finish the lecture. So, just some comments. But I am on half of the Todai who is working in homepage Asian Bank in Ikeda for Asian Women. So I briefly introduce our research center. Before introduce our center, I am myself. My name is Yeongnam Kim. My major is social learning and remote studies, and working on researching in our center and lecture and studying women's studies and women's policy in welfare state and sociology. Let me introduce our center. Our organization is established 1960. It's very old. Right? our center objectivity is main branch is 6-7. First is conducting academic affairs and exchange programming of international studies. Do you know Asian woman? Yeah? And research project and printing research materials and providing homepage. We are preparing to demonstrate our homepage Asian Bank this Saturday. Do you remember the schedule? And Asian Pacific, I think it's very popular in Asian women. I think, and many the next culture program is in APV. After this meeting, our mission.
Because here we have lots of different women issues, and there's technical people support you. So actually, what we want to expect from this is with the women issues, how efficiently they can communicate and they can raise their issues. So to get your goal, utilizing. In systems or whatever technology. So that's what here is our purpose, I think. And then that's, you know, the main purpose for Bayesian Plus 5. And another thing I want to tell you is here you are in a campus. You know, it's a women's university. So you are back to, campus as a college student. So you act young and think young and study.
in computer science and teaching artificial intelligence. And so here you are, our students. You should follow my instructions. No smoking and no drinking. No liquor drinking. But, while you are studying and improving yourself, you will have lots of fun. So being young and having fun here. Okay. One more step.
Hello, I'm Justina Curtis from Melbourne, Australia, which is sort of part of Asia. Our government tells us that we're part of the Asia training block, but I'm really excited about Asia Women's Resource Exchange. I became involved in the project in April when the trainers met together to plan for this workshop. In Melbourne, I work with C2O, which stands for Community Communications Online. C2O is now the Association for Progressive Communications, APC provider in Australia. I also help run a small reproduction studio. We do cultural and commercial projects. And I also work at the local university in the distributed learning systems team, which is looking at ways to make course materials, like university courses available online in the most accessible way possible. My knowledge in internet technology is mainly self-taught, and I have some wonderful people that I've worked with for around 4 years to thank, who've helped teach me things and encouraged me to learn. I'm really for public access and resource sharing because hands-on is how you learn, and when you're excited about it, you want to share, and that's a very good thing. So let's have fun this week.
My name is B.I.
Florence. No, Florence.
I have a longer name, Florence, but I don't look like a Florence. I work for ICIS International Manila. I am systems administrator and web developer for ICIS. I also help develop the website of the AWORK. But just like Justina, and I think like a lot of women I know who work with computers, I'm not trained formally. So I learned the technology hands-on. And also, I think like Justina, a number of people also for what I know. So I feel that it is my to say thank you to people who have taught me and helped me. The only way for me to thank those people is also to help other women. And there's no way I can teach those people who told me because they know more. So, that's a joke. But, I've already introduced myself in a mailing list, but I guess perhaps some of you were not on the list before. So, I am a mother of two children, an 11-year-old girl and a 4-year-old boy. I see someone sort of like, yes, and why I have this hair, head, just a secret, no, I'll tell you later. So why we're here, why I'm here because ISIS told me to come here. No. I'm here because, not only because I'm a staff of ISIS and ISIS is a member of the Asian Women's Resource Exchange, but I'm here also because, as I said, the only way I can say thank you to the people that helped me is to also pass on whatever I learned, pass it on to other women, other people actually. So my expectations of the training is, aside from that we learn something, or of course, para that we have. There's a saying in when I was an activist in college, we have this saying, don't test your education. Don't let your schooling get in the way of your education. So I hope we have fun while learning and learn to have fun for a change. Because I know a lot of us, like Rina, she spent a lot of time in the field. Of course, it's also fun in the field. I was also a lunar organizer before. But this is a different fun, I hope. So what we plan to do after the workshop, I hope to see many of you after the workshop. It's not face-to-face, but online. I hope we can continue what we started in our naming this A-Work
1999. Okay, I'm Yukika. I'm a nationality Japanese. I think I just came from cyberspace. I don't know where I go. I just work somewhere on the cyberspace. But these days, I really don't know where I belong. But anyway, I'm part of the network that was formed by Machiko and Mie. I'm a volunteer, full-time volunteer with an organization called JCNS. JCNS is part of the APC, Association for Progressive Communication, that Justina just explained. So we are one of the nodes in as a non-profit internet service provider. So we had a project together with this women's group, and it's called SendNet. And we have I counted yesterday, it was like 111 Japanese activist women in the Netherlands. And I know that Nani has a one in half in Indonesia. She's got 135 people on it, so we're less than the Indonesian network. But this is a network of women's, Japanese women's network, and talking in Japanese, and planning and doing things together. So I'm here as part of A-Work. Actually, I was brought into A-Work as interpreter, so I warn you, people who are here as interpreters, you're prone to get into this. I was a technical interpreter last year. Now I'm here as organizer. I think it means the women's movement. I'm really now networking, and this is becoming a very strong need, and we're intensively networking. So you just can't be a technical or an interpreter. Just have to jump in. That's the situation. I think I'm very happy about that. And for the FemNet, what we're doing is that because of this Beijing platform for action and the review that's coming up, then there's a national process that goes. And in Japan, we also have a national process. And three members from the FemNet were already there and trying to put together a report on the 12 critical issues. So three of them among the 12 are there. So we said, why don't we support the network to get the information out? So that is the one of the projects we're having. We'd like to link it up with A-Work. So I haven't briefed here enough yet. This is here to be briefed, and we're here to think about that together with you people. And we'll be having a website in Japanese, but we also want to make yours, everybody's. So we would have your information exposed to Japanese people, and we'd like to have our information exposed from your side. And I'm not only looking at English. We are very happy if we have some kind of capacity to have materials translated from Japanese into Bahasa, Indonesia, or Tagalog, or whatever the language, Malay, anything. So we'd like to have those sort of a multicultural type of exchange. That's something that one of the things we're aiming for. It's going to take a long time. But in that context, I really would like to follow by recommendation that we'd like to keep in touch after this training and also expand it to other people to have a more interesting network.
Information Center, and now actually I'm studying computer science, and I'm working for AP-Link as a database administration and the web server and so many more things in office. Well, actually, the Professor Kim as my teacher and my advisor, and I'm in between my doctoral courses and. As best, I'm your first trainer from 1 o'clock. my name is Boon Sanjong, and please call me Boon or Sanjong or Jenny, as you like.
I really hope that you really enjoy the time in my school and having fun and get really big advantages from our school. And see you again soon. Thank you.
Actually,
beginning of June 24, 25, another group of women, Korean women, will be having a training similar to our training. And Hwonseon is the main trainer in that other group. So two groups actually, parallel women intellectual networking are happy to be. And we will meet, actually we will get to meet other peers on Saturday. So we are, this is a real hub, a real hub.
Okay. My name is Chad Christina Nalipo. I'm from ICT International Media. I'm the program manager of the Resource Center Information Program. ICT is currently the coordinator of the network. And on Saturday, it was going to be meeting at the network. ICT International is committed to the Beijing review to provide regionally information. So that will be up to June. Later on, I'm discussing the whole review process, and there will be material that will be available. I'm 38 years old. I've been with ICT for the last 4 years. This is my 5th year now. Three-year-old son who is going to school for the first time. Okay, just this is trivia.
Did you go to school with your son?
Yes, my son is going to a community for learners, computer education, which is good. Yeah. Anyway, there are now 27 participants. From 11 countries. Give you a breakdown. South Asia, we have 4. Southeast Asia, we have 3. East Asia, we have this 11. You can see the. But I think it also reflects that there's more also more advanced information technology. We have 2 from Cambodia, and we have 5 regional organizations plus 2 from UN and intergovernmental. So that's the number of participants, the demography of the training.
I guess you're all hungry now. Or thirsty. Actually, which is fine because we're supposed to have a meeting. But before we leave, before we go, I think that the tea break, coffee or tea break, is only 15 minutes. So, traffic here.
So that's 15 minutes. So what's your time?
Okay. Fourth floor. So we go back after 15 minutes and then we continue with the program. We can have 2 cups if you want. But 2
What's happening now? Lunch? Coffee break. Okay.